This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. And we welcome you to the program. It's good to have you along. Today we're talking with folks at the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, their headquarters right along Routes 11 and 15 in that busy area known as the Strip in Snyder County, an area which someday soon is expected to have a lot less traffic. We'll tell you why as we discuss the region, its economy, and its short-term future. Jenny Wentz is Executive Director of Operations and Director of Leadership Susquehanna Valley. She's been with the Chamber more than a decade now. Zach Stoddard is newer on board. He's been there about 2 years. He is Membership and Workforce Development Director. We want to thank them for being with us on the program today.
Let's begin with Zach and a little bit of a look at what's just happened with the Chamber in recent weeks and months. You had the 103rd annual meeting and awards ceremony, and we did have a bit about that on the air, but just give us a little wrap up there and how big of a deal that is.
Yeah, this is a great event. It's our largest event of the year. We had about 170 people registered for that event. It's a great time for our executive board to present on the happenings of the Chamber in the past year and what our plans are for the coming year. So we had some great conversation between Amy Buhner, who's our current board chair, and Jeff Reber, who is our upcoming board chair. He'll be starting in 2025. We had our award ceremonies as well, and the award process, we have nominations that come in from our board and our general membership. The winners this year were North Shore Railroad as Business of the Year, Diversified Construction and Mech Tech as the Small Business of the Year, Dr. John Karelja from the CSIU was our Heritage Award winner, Sarah Snyder from Shared Support was our Star of Excellence Award winner, and our Young Professional of the Year was attorney Bo Huffman from Axe Runkle Law.
And how long has that been going on? Well, 103 years, but have the awards and so forth, has that been something that's, I'll ask Jenny this, you've been here longer, but is that something that they've had the same awards for years, or have they kind of come up with new recognitions?
To my knowledge, the awards go all the way back to the 90s, I believe. And if there's any previous documentation of that, I haven't seen it. But okay. It's been around for quite some time.
Okay. And talk just a bit about chambers in general, why they are so important to a community. Give me an idea of how important it is and what area this chamber covers.
So this chamber, our main areas are Northumberland, Snyder, Union, and Montour counties. There is some overlap. There are businesses that operate in this area that go up into Lycoming County and west and east and south. But some of the importance of a chamber, one of the main ones is networking. That's from small businesses to large businesses. It's a great time for people to get to know what services are available out there. And there's some camaraderie in being part of the chamber and working on efforts together. It just helps people familiarize themselves with each other and just more likely to do business when you know the person that you're working with.
What's the membership of the chamber like right now? And give me some idea of how that's waxed and waned over the years.
Yeah, membership currently is approximately 600 members. I'd say it is probably down a little bit from what it has been in previous years. I know during COVID there was some drop off, and we're working on growing that back to previous levels. And I think in the past quarter we had about a dozen new members, and continuing to grow that through the remainder of the year.
And certainly we've all, seen new businesses cropping up and going under, too, sometimes. But is there a big turnover, or does this area as a whole tend to have a lot of stability in that area?
Yeah, I mean, this is a great area to grow a business. And we have some members in businesses who have been around for a long, long time. But you do see businesses that pop up. I don't have the statistic off the top of my head, but most businesses do fail in their first few years. That's one of the reasons that when we have a new business come to us to join the chamber, we're happy to have them join and give any resources we can. But one of our first referrals is to the Bucknell Small Business Development Center. because they're just a great place to help a business that's starting out know how to navigate those difficulties.
Okay. And how do you sell someone on the chamber? I mean, you've been here longer, Jenny, but you know, if somebody says, what's the point? Why should I join? What would you tell them?
I think the chamber is just a great resource to get their name out into the community. They get to meet so many people, just like Zach had mentioned with the networking piece. The more that you put into your membership, the more you get out of it. So we try to provide as many value opportunities and benefits as possible to create those relationships, whether it's a morning event or an evening event, or just a general get to know you, meet and greet. It's really building connections that we pride ourselves on.
Okay. Any thoughts there, Zach, on what, you know, how you kind of tailor to each person to say, here's what we can do for your specific business?
Yeah, and that varies depending on the business, the size of the business. A lot of our members, workforce development is one of their top concerns. So we're working with local school districts to make sure that the students who are going through our educational systems are prepared for the jobs, the careers, and the opportunities that are available here in the area. So that's a huge benefit to some of our larger businesses who are trying to fill employment gaps. Another element of value to a chamber other than the networking is the advocacy element. As a small business, it may be hard to get your opinion, your voice heard out there, but as being part of the chamber, you're able to pool all of those voices together in different industry sectors, and then with our great connection with our elected officials, we're able to amplify some of those voices to make sure that they know what business and industry and even our communities are looking for as far as regulation and legislation goes.
Okay. And it's not the only chamber. There's other chambers, but how does yours stand out?
I think, you know, geography plays a big part in it, in where people are and where we do most of our work, and just some of the connections that we have. I would say, you know, one of the ways that we stand out is really looking at big picture ideas and trying to work on the projects that are going to make long-lasting impact on the valley. You mentioned the Central Susquehanna Valley Thruway. That is something this chamber has worked on with our transportation committee for a great amount of time. Our business and education committee is working with the CSIU school districts and several partners in the area to make some meaningful changes and meaningful impact on workforce development and similar issues.
Yeah, the CSVT, I mean, as long as I've been in radio, it's been talked about. But now, about 10 years ago, things really got moving with the funding. What's the general thought on that? When that is done, how that's going to impact? I mean, we've seen some impacts already as far as traffic.
I think a big impact would be the traffic. We're really hoping that most of the tractor trailers that are, you know, going through here will be rerouted through the Thruway, no pun intended, and so it would hopefully lighten up traffic for those tourists that are in the area, as well as the people who live and work here will have an easier commute to and from wherever they want to be.
Okay. And I've always been told, well, that will not affect the businesses here on the strip, and I still find that hard to grasp. Is that based on studies or just I don't know, wishful thinking? I mean, it feels like if everybody's going around, this area would suffer.
But I believe that the thought is that with the truck traffic and some of the through traffic actually off, more of your locals will be comfortable coming to the strip. People that I'm familiar with, especially some older folks, really don't like driving on the strip currently because of how busy it is, would then feel more comfortable to come down and patronize the businesses who are in this area, where otherwise they might stick to some of their, you know, off the beaten path types of businesses.
So So it's kind of going to be a trade-off in a sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that's exactly it.
Especially with a quicker commute, you know, if you'd... Sometimes it takes me 40 minutes just to get down the strip, and if all of that traffic is alleviated, you're probably more apt to go to more places because it's going to take half, if not even less time to get there.
All right, let's talk now about Leadership Susquehanna Valley, always a part of this program when we do it throughout the year. But I guess currently session wrapping up, ready to graduate, but heading into a new session then what, in the fall? Talk about that, what it is for folks not familiar.
Sure. So Leadership Susquehanna Valley is their own 501c3 organization. They contract with us here at the Chamber to, you know, provide administrative services to run the program. So as I mentioned earlier, I am the executive director for that program. And it's been a fantastic year. We have 21 graduates ready to go. One of the requirements for graduation is to partner with a nonprofit organization and provide a long-term sustainable project for that nonprofit. So we'll be hearing about all of the amazing things the class members have done to assist the community. Leadership Susquehanna Valley is really for everyone. Whether you're, you know, fresh out of college and, you know, ready to start your career, we even have some seasoned folks that, you know, just want to brush up on some of their leadership skills. You're constantly learning, and if you're not continuing your leadership development, then you kind of get stuck. So this program is really for everyone, and it's a great way to not only get to know your community. We have had people who are living here their whole lives, and when they go through Leadership Susquehanna, they constantly say how open their eyes are to the inner workings of the community and the different opportunities that there are that you don't normally hear about or get to experience. So it's truly a eye-opening opportunity and experience for all those who are involved. So yeah, we really try to focus on those leadership skills, but also, you know, just making the community open like a book for people. Okay.
In conclusion today, I wanted to ask a bit about kind of the feelings on the economy locally. And usually your president and CEO, Bob Garrett, discusses that. He can't be with us today, but any thoughts on that? You know, what's the general consensus as to how our area is doing, how the Chamber's footprint, how that area is doing, you know, as compared to other parts of the state or the country?
I would say we seem to be doing really well. You know, someone was asking me recently about small businesses and new businesses cropping up. And I think one thing we've seen, you know, may not always seem like the most beneficial for large employers, but we've had a lot of folks who during COVID really wanted to think about what they wanted to do with their lives and what was best for them. We've seen a lot of small businesses pop up. And, you know, as we know, small business really creates the most jobs in this country. So seeing those small businesses, new entrepreneurs who are growing their businesses, I think is going to be a great thing for this area, something that we're very excited about and hope continues.
Now, as director of membership, how much outreach is there with that? Is that something you're kind of a never-ending goal to find people that businesses that would want to join?
We get a lot of inquiries through our website. I'd say that's probably our main referral. But we also have businesses who are either new businesses and they want to hold a ribbon cutting, or they want to connect with a membership that we have. So they'll reach out to us, or in some instances we'll reach out to them and see if they would like to have the Chamber help them out with a ribbon cutting, and that generally will lead to a discussion about membership and a lot of new members that way. But our members are also referring folks, and we get referrals from the Bucknell Small Business Development Center and several other sources. Okay.
And social media is fantastic in this regard, I'm sure, because you know, you can put a picture up of a ribbon cutting, it's right away that business is getting attention.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great way to show who's out there. try and bring attention to those new businesses, get them some name recognition, make sure people know what services are available in the area, and support those local businesses.
Okay. Who handles that, or is that a whoever gets to it first kind of thing?
Primarily, Zach works okay. with the member to set those ribbon cuttings up, but we as a staff do our best okay. to be present where we're able. So sometimes it is kind of a division of duties, but most times we like to be there in representation of our members.
But give folks just a sort of a list of where they can get more information, where they can follow these things online.
So our website, gsvcc.org, would be a great place to go. And if they're not members, there's an application there. Generally, you fill out the application, and I'll reach back out to you, set up a meeting to discuss benefit levels and membership opportunities. Our Facebook and Instagram are also active. That's a great place to follow us. We do a lot of member updates and event notices on there. We have a young professionals group. It's very active, and we're often posting about their events. We also have an e-newsletter, which goes out weekly. I believe that on our Facebook, you can sign up for that, but you can also email me if you don't receive those and would like to. It's a great way to find out what the chamber's up to and what our members have going on as well.
And you're both young enough to have grown up with the internet to have a good feel for that. I sometimes feel bad for the older people who had to kind of jump in, you know, feet first or whatever the expression is. But do you guys just all kind of cover that then as far as keeping the social media up?
Yeah, that's one that we all do what we can. If we're at an event and, you know, it's so nice to be able to do things from your cell phone. So if you're at a ribbon cutting or a member event and can take some pictures of it and post those immediately so that we have it up in real time, whoever's available to do that will take care of it.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.